As some of you know, I don't know who knows this, but I've been having COVID for like almost a week now. I've been like sick and I've been absolutely dizzy for the whole week. Like, I had to take pills to like calm my mind down. And it's sucky because like I hate taking pills because, I feel the urge of taking more and more and more afterwards, and it just kind of like make my body feel like shit. Anyways, yeah, I have COVID, so it's kind of funny because like I used to like joke around about it, like telling my friends like, oh my God, it would be so funny if I have COVID. Like I mean, the good thing about it, I thought that I would, I don't know, like get skinnier, because like I don't have like good sense of smell and taste, and the fact that I don't want to eat or something like that. But then I had it, and like, oh my God, I take it back. It's not funny at all. Like, you know what? The jokes that I made, it just like kind of like direct us being manifestations, which is wrong. Okay, I did not manifest getting COVID. It's not funny. So, all of you guys that used to have COVID, I'm so sorry. It's awful, it's terrible, and don't ask for it. I mean, there's a first for everything, obviously, and it's kind of like, I don't know, fucking exciting or something, but it's not exciting. I've been cooped up in my stupid small room for almost a week, and I really, really just wanted to die. Not even like a tragic death. I don't know, just lay on the ground and just like let myself distribute itself. Distribute. It's 12. I'm sorry. I've been coughing a lot and like it's been affecting everything. So earlier this week, I had this like a test, like a final examination, and I had to present in front of like important people. And then I was, busy having COVID stupidly. So I had like, I was excused from doing the presentation and shit. And I felt like shit because like I the people are doing it just because like I have a little headache and I can't really speak that well and I cough a lot. And it makes me, excluded from the whole experience. It's shit because it was like, my first important presentation of like, I don't know, the whole semester, the whole course. It was my first semester, so and I was like kind of bummed out. I know, yeah, like you're thinking you're bummed out because you can't present. Like, are you fucking stupid? No, because like, I don't know, I'm funnily, like I'm excited about being, num I don't know, like top one or the teacher's bitch or a kiss ass. I like being a kiss ass, okay? I like being the bitch. And you know what? It's not terrible wanting to be top in class or something. You know what? If you're my classmate listening to this, you must be so disgusted by me saying this shit. First of all, I'm not sorry. I'm just really a kiss ass, and I like being that kind of person. And I haven't really been that kind of person in high school, so this is a good chance for me because nobody knows how I am, how I was in high school because like I was that dumb troublemaker bitch, that cheats in exams and cut classes for fun. I mean, who doesn't do that? I think that's like the highlight of my whole experience in high school. And, I never really liked high school. This is so off topic, but I'm still sick. I'm still like having sore throats and I'm still coughing a lot. So, it kind of sucky that I have to cut the audio once in a while because I'm a nice person. I don't want you guys to listen to me cough all the time. unless it's a fetish, then maybe you're enjoying. Oh my God. Okay, that is, this is not the channel for it. I'm sorry. If you have a, that is that a fetish? You know what? I feel like there's every kind of fetish in the world. It's just scary. Speaking of fetishes and scary shit, I went on a Meagle last night and it was my first time, okay? I get it, I'm 18 and I've never been on a Meagle alone, okay? So I went there and I put the TikTok tag and I met like plenty of people and very very disturbing shit, you guys. I don't know why you go on Omegle. Like, I mean, I get it. It's 2021. You can do fucking anything online, and it's just like we're living in an online-based life. So I guess like I wanna hop on it on the lifestyle. It's not like I haven't been doing that. It's just that it's not my forte. It's not. I don't enjoy it, kind of stuff. So like I went on there and then like there's so many weird ass people. And like if I met a girl, they would just, well, normally they would skip me. First of all, because I don't know if it sounds controversial, but maybe because I'm Asian. It's not just the girls, it's literally everybody. And like obviously it's no surprise, there's this one white dude. I bumped on him and then he would say, I don't know, like interpreting something in Chinese, say, I don't know. And I was like, I'm not Chinese. Well, I'm part Chinese, but like I don't speak the language, Mandarin or I don't want to be racist in this podcast. I'm sorry, but like still though, it was offensive and I was like shocked. And that's the world and it's not shocking, it's not surprising, and obviously that it's like kind of, only some people do that, but it's like a universal thing. If you're Asian, you're Chinese. That's what everybody thinks. I mean, everybody except Asian people, obviously, I think. But like, yeah, like most people, sort of. So I just like, that's the first thing, racism, online. I mean, it's ongoing, obviously, but like, me experiencing more of that alone and while me while being like, I don't know, very vulnerable in a vulnerable state, and people like let me down in that kind of area, or when in that situation, and I'm just standing there like a fool, like I just like really think hard over what am I even doing in my life, is upsetting, obviously. So yeah, racism, that's one thing. That's, I don't know, it just like ticked me off when I went to Amigo. It's not like a big deal, like everybody goes on Amigo. I'm making it such a big deal though. But like, I don't know. I'm not a simple person. L especially like lately, I get so offended. Like, maybe I should like tone it down, but I feel like I'm more in touch of myself lately because of that. Of being vulnerable and also like being highly offended, maybe because of, how I've changed throughout this year and the people that I met, obviously. Like, lately I've been meeting a lot of people. It's exciting, obviously, but it kind of like speaking to them and spending time with them and kind of like have a routine with them, sort of. It, and then like it ended just like that. It changed you as a person, the presence of a new stranger and then not knowing them for a long time, have some kind of like mutual connection, and then like just for a short period of time, and then they leave, or I leave, or we both did. And it's just like, it's sucky because I like meeting new people and I like, not, I don't necessarily like stay with them or, you know, have a committed friendship or kind of relationship with them or something like that, you know. I don't prefer it, but if we vibe, it will kind of feel good. It makes me kind of content in some ways. But like, that's the thing about people in this generation. They don't appreciate long-term relationships, not relationships like friendships or I don't know, like acquaintances, kind of like mutual thing, something like that. I mean, I like it. Obviously, I like it, you know, something like that. So yeah, I feel like meeting new people has have opened new ventures and new things about me, and it's just surprising. Like, am I getting close to, you know, being myself, like finding my true self? I don't know. I'm on that track. It's going there. It's just that I just get super offended lately, like a lot, and I kind of don't understand why. Like, is this really me? Like, am I really this offended kind of person? Because I don't really take things seriously most of the time, which is a bad thing, but like, it's not, it's a good thing too, you know. But still though, why am I getting so offended lately? Especially this one dude, he called me like pretentious. Like he's like, "Oh, who's your favorite artist?" you know. And I was like, "Oh, my number one listener and this year and last year was Arctic Monkeys." And then he was like, "Okay, name one song that you really like, or like sing this one song, you know, this underrated song by them." And I was like, "Oh, I can't choose, 'cause like, you know, I like all of them. It's Arctic Monkeys, like for God's sake, I can't choose one." And then he was like, "Oh, so you're like pretending about it." And I was like, "What?" Like, okay, let's say that my favorite album is AM, you know, by Arctic Monkeys. And then like people be saying like, "It's everybody's favorite." Leave me alone. Like, okay, it's good that it's everybody's favorite. It's my favorite. So what? Like, it doesn't make me pretentious. I feel like, you know, like everybody's pretentious. So calling someone pretentious just, I don't know, prove my point. Just, you can't judge people by that. Stop it. It's not, it doesn't make you special. Like, okay, we get it. Your favorite album is favorite Worst Nightmare. We get it. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to, you know, prove something just to prove that you're special. You say that you're different from the others. Like, okay, what if I'm pretentious? So let it be. Like, it's not the worst thing ever. I like being pretentious. So like, yeah, that sort of thing. You know what? I feel like this microphone is giving like really bad feedback, and you can hear the white noise. I'm so terribly sorry. You know what? I will buy a new mic. I probably won't. But like, you know, the thought is there. You should like, I don't know, appreciate me for, you know, thinking about getting a new mic, which I will, or not. So, oh my God, I've been talking whack the first 15 minutes. I've never really talked about something like this in my episode, so this is a new thing. I kind of like it. If you guys want to, like, I don't know, hear me talk about really random shit in the beginning of my episodes, like, please tell me, because I freaking enjoyed it. So I guess I'm gonna start with the topic, gratefulness. Since I've been sick for a long, long time. So being sick lately has made me realize to be more and more grateful about my state of health and you know, about my life thoroughly, because like I when I'm having COVID right now, so I can't, for a good 5 days, I think, I can't taste or smell anything. It was pure hell because, I'm someone who appreciates food. Like, I eat very slowly, very annoyingly slow, and I just, every bite, I would, dance it out because, food is something, it keeps me going. If food isn't, a major thing, you don't need food to stay alive, or, it's forbidden or whatever in an alternative world or universe, I would not want to live. Like, food is fuel for me to keep going in this life because, I would eventually not want to live anymore if food isn't an option at all. So, I haven't. But now I'm getting the senses back, so very slowly though, but still, my view on food now and eating is so different because, I've always been the person that appreciates food, but not in a way that I would, I would always abuse my eating habit, sort of being, but I have a very abusive relationship with food. Before, even now, a little bit, but still though, I'm still working on it, obviously. But before, it was crucial. It was difficult for me to enjoy food because every time I eat something, even though it's small, I would just feel so much guilt after eating because oh, we got fat. That's what the first thought that crossed to mind, if I eat this small cookie, I will definitely gain weight. And I was like, it was a small cookie. Calm down, the calories isn't even that much. I had a bad relationship with food, and I think I still do, but I'm still building up to the end of the tunnel, the light. The light is there, it's just really far away. So yeah, I haven't been tasting food so much lately because of COVID, and it was hell. So I just want to advise to you guys, eat slowly. Okay, first of all, eat slowly, for God's sake. Some of my friends, they eat so fast. Calm down, you're not going anywhere. We're at a restaurant, just stop talking and eat, and appreciate the food that you're eating, and chew very slowly, and just appreciate the flow of the experience of tastes, and oh my God. Like that in Ratatouille, yeah, in Ratatouille, Ratatouille, Ratatouille. You guys are gonna hate me for saying that. Okay, whatever, I can't pronounce that shit. So in Ratatouille, Remy is, he's my inspiration. That's exactly how I feel when I'm eating even the smallest bit of something. So I've always been the person that I appreciate foods. I mean, I think, well, most people do. It's just that, most people also eat very fast. I don't get it. If you're going for seconds, then that's good. I appreciate that. I mean, I respect that. But if you're eating fast just to get full, well, first of all, it doesn't really work like that. Eating slowly will make you fuller longer and better, I guess. So calm down, calm down. Chew your food. Don't sw like those people, they freaking swallow the food. They're not going anywhere. They fumed the food, and I just don't get it. So those people that are healthy and food is a big thing for you, and it's easy for you to get them, or something like that. Even the simplest kind of food, type of food, appreciate them. Appreciate eating. Appreciate having food around. Don't butcher yourself by eating way too fast. Calm down. Every time you eat, just think, what if I lost my senses today for a week, and then not having to enjoy food the way that you used to before? It's hell. Maybe you should try it sometime, Try not having senses for a week, and then you will have a much different approach on enjoying food. But seriously, I'm demanding you to enjoy your food, even a littlest bit of it. Please do, because losing them, oh my goodness, I would rather die. I cried myself to sleep every day, not having to enjoy food the way that I used to before. So now I have changed my whole perspective on, being appreciative of food. I love food. I love food. Okay, you know what? It's 12 and I'm not in my right mind. Anyways, speaking of gratefulness, so I watched this show on Netflix. It's called Maid. And it's about this girl who has a daughter and an abusive ex has well, I've only watched like two episodes, but still though, that's the synopsis of the show, of the whole show. So like her husband, ex-husband, I don't know yet, was abusive, so she had to like run away. So she doesn't have any jobs or whatever, so she became a maid. And then okay, this is spoilers for the show. If you don't want to listen to the spoilers, see, I'm being such a nice person right now. So if you don't want to listen to spoilers, you can skip like a minute or two, or 5 minutes, or 5 minutes into this episode, because I will be talking about it a little bit, just a little bit. But like, if you're okay with it, it's just like the first episode, I was like kind of pissed about it. It's just that she went to this woman's house and it was like really big, right? So she's rich, the woman. So she came there and like cleaned the house for the woman. And when she arrived, she got treated really shittily because she's a maid. Just because she's a maid. And the woman was, rich, whatever. And she was telling the girl, the maid, to like throw out everything in her fridge because she was going out, I guess. I don't remember anymore. It was a long time. I'm just kidding. It was like 3 days ago since I last watched. Okay, whatever. That's not. That's the. Whatever. Okay, so like there was a lot of fresh food in there and shit. And is a wise, is empathetic human being. If the woman was me, I would definitely give the food to her, the maid. But like she threw everything out. And the food was fine. It's not the fact, it's not entirely about the food. It's just that how these rich people is treating people like maids or whatever, or homeless people. So like they get really bad treatment just because they don't have money, they're not rich, like they're still people. It's the same as racism. Like, just because someone has like a different tone of skin than you, it doesn't make them different. We're basically just the same people. We're the same species. Like, for God's sake, just because you're rich doesn't mean you have. There's nothing superior about you. Just because you have a certain amount of money doesn't mean you're better than everybody else. So I just hate that. How they get treated, how homeless people get treated, how poor people get treated. It's not, it doesn't just, it's not just that. It's everything. Like, if you're dumb and people like really think down on you, like, we are all humans. I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's 2021, like grow up. Especially these adults, like I don't know if I have a say on the issue, but I have a voice and it's just shit, We get treated differently just because of how we turn out to be in life and how we are different from them and all of that. So I feel like, I don't know, it's just like a fucked up concept. It's just, oh my goodness, I am definitely speechless. This is like a big realization for me. Like, it wasn't really an issue before. It's just like Lately, it's just like I started to give a shit about other people. Surprisingly, speaking as an Aquarius, honestly, like, well, yeah, those sort of things. So that show, I very highly recommend it. Like, you guys should watch it. It's amazing. That show is just like it opened a lot of new perspectives for me. Like, I view people, other people differently, and I actually sympathize people. Wow, I'm turning out to be an actual person lately. Very funny. So thoroughly gratefulness. Even though I'm just saying, like, even though you're in a state where you're not accepted by other people or you're not satisfied with yourself, think about the small little things that you get too. Like, okay, so today, I guess I'm grateful about how my mom would send me food. I mean, she, as she should, but she would be super concerned, like asking me, do I want anything? Or, you know, she was actually concerned. Like, it was a first for me. Like, and I'm so grateful for that. It's a small, fine gesture. Like, it's not a big deal, and it's kind of like a responsibility for her towards me. So I guess I appreciate that she understand her responsibilities, I guess, and she actually give a fuck. Like, she actually cares about me, even a little bit. So I'm grateful about that. So it's just like these small things that makes you realize that not having everything is fine, 'cause you have these sets of like small pleasures in your life. And if you like list them down, if you count them down, like they're enough. It's not a necessity for you to achieve or to get everything, especially like all at once. Like, calm down. Yeah, like you're still living and, you know, all sorts of things. So yeah, I'm starting to really be in the moment. That's my motto, guys. Like, be in the moment, stay in the moment. It doesn't mean that you don't look into the future. It's just that you appreciate moments in your life, especially like the one that you're living right now, like the situation that you are in. Like, always be appreciative, because like when you do start accepting things for how they are and start accepting yourself and just practice gratitude in a daily, more and more things will come by. You know, when you know, like, I feel like when I'm not being appreciative, I receive one thing that I actually really want. And for that time being, I was stoked, you know, like, oh, this is so exciting. I got something that I've always wanted. And then the next day, I feel absolutely nothing. Like, I just use that stuff. Like, it's just another reward that I deserve, you know? That's, you know, it's egoistic thinking that it's something that I worked hard on. Especially when I actually don't. But you know, it's not just materials, it's everything, like your health and your appearances and what do you like, you know, those kind of stuff. So especially when in really bad situations, it's always advisable. I'm advising you guys, like, it's advisable to appreciate things. Like, you know, I will never shut up about how sick I am right now. So, you know, I'm in a very bad situation, but I don't view it that way. I take this quarantine as something, you know, like something that is beneficial for me in so many ways. Like, I could read more books, I could finish like a lot of movies and shows, and I could like reflect on myself and paint more. I've been painting a lot, and it's not terrible being by myself all the time and just appreciate my presence and living in my room most of the time, and it's not awful. I'm enjoying it. And obviously, like, I think most people would enjoy it. It's just that being cooped up by yourself for a really long time, it's unbearable. It's like being in prison. It's, well, I'm not saying that I'm basically like living in a prison. It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. I just, I really appreciate my time, you know, being alone. And I'm currently in my semester break, so I have all the time for myself to reflect on myself, to think hard on, you know, my goals and my thoughts and my gratitude about life itself. So, yeah, I've been spending a lot of time on myself, and I just like realized that this is quite all right. It's quite all right, and I appreciate not being disturbed by in a daily. It's just, it feels nice, and I started to like care a lot about things. I'm in a good way, like not like criticizing like hyper criticize like things people did to me or like do to me or whatever, you know, like. I mean, I get offended at times, but like still I care. I care about myself and other people in a way that I don't think that I never thought that I would, you know, especially being a teenager. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm not making sense, but like, you know, those sorts of things. So, you know, when you practice this gratitude on very small things in your daily life, bigger things will come. That's one thing, and you will get more and more appreciative of bigger things, like receiving something that you've always wanted, or having a mutual special connection with someone. You start to appreciate those things because, like, I'm not affectionate, I think. Like, I'm not a people person. That's one thing, and lately I've starting to like appreciate these people that would appreciate my presence, like my existence, and just thoroughly like just me, just appreciate me being in their lives. And I want to do the same too. I mean, I am doing it now, because like before I really don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I mean, I still don't, but like it's evolving. I mean, the gratitude evolves. Like, my perspective on accepting new people and their flaws and how they are as a person, because, like, I know, like, I can't really change that, but I can appreciate what they offer, you know, how they are and the treatment they give you. Good treatment, I mean. So, yeah. I guess like practicing gratitude, like even small things, it's just like a new reset in my mind, because I've never been much of an appreciative person, because as shitty and as annoying as obnoxious as this gonna sound, I feel like, you know, I'm a spoiled person. So ever since, I don't know, ever since I was a kid, I think in many areas. So being appreciative doesn't grow on, I mean, it doesn't grow with me, you know? So I have to grow it myself. I have to plant the seed myself. Like I have to watch it grow, and I have to water it every day. So gratitude is watering. Is water, is a plant. It's everything. So you have to watch it grow. You have to grow it yourself. Yeah, my God, I feel like I've learned a lot this year, and it's just like exciting. You know, going into a new age, especially next year, me being 19, like, I don't know, it's a new age. Every year is a new age. And I feel like this year has been, it felt like years, felt like 3 years. 2021 felt like 3 years. Like, I cannot believe that it was just about to end. Now it just feels like time is running out. It's not depressing. It's just that it's unbelievable. The people that I've met and the things that I've done and I've learned, it's wholesome. And with growing up every day, it's interesting concept that everybody else is living a different life, and I know myself more than anybody else does, and they do too, you know, of themselves, and nobody will ever get that. I won't get that. Like, nobody will get me in a way that I get myself, even though, like, they try to, you know? Okay, so anyways, that's all, I guess. Like, I just want to point out, like, be grateful, even though it's really hard. Especially if you're in an environment where it's not normalized, you know? So, yeah, just be grateful. Just be grateful with, like, little small things that, you know, you do or people do or that the universe gives you, or, you know, thoroughly just be grateful. Appreciate, especially your food. I am super mad right now. Like, appreciate your food. Appreciate eating. And go through that experience every time you eat. Do the little dance. That's perfect. Like, be that kind of bitch, you know? So, yeah, I feel like it's exciting. I am looking forward. Well, there's, like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. 2 weeks, I think, going into 2021. And looking forward to it. I hope you guys are doing okay. And if you go on Omegle, just don't. What are you looking for in Omegle anyway? I'm done experimenting on that shit. Like, I want to meet people in real life in very weird places or random places, like in a library. It will be super romantic and cheesy and it will take a long time. But whatever, you know what? I'm done rushing things and appreciate. Appreciate being in the moment. So, like, stay in the moment. It's a new motto. It's not a new motto. I've been living... I've been living it for forever, I feel like. So, yeah. Be safe, you guys, because I got COVID and it's not fun at all. If you want to experience it, I think you would like dying better. So, no. Just be safe. Be safe. Be safe out there. And have conversations with people. Meet new people. Very fun, you know? Like, don't be scared of change, because it's what you need to change yourself. To, you know, evolve to this beautiful new person. Also, we're almost at 2,000 followers for my podcast show on Spotify. It's amazing. Thank you, guys. Like, I appreciate you guys so much. And I love that you love listening to me blab about a lot of things, because nobody else will. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. This is gross. I'm being gross right now. So, yeah. So I guess if you, you know, you should tell people that you appreciate them too. And start listing out all your gratitudes in a daily. I guess that's all. Stay safe and definitely stay hydrated. I wish you a good day today. And onwards, obviously. Okay. Okay. Bye. I'll see you next week, I think. Okay, bye.